אנחנו בקטע מספר 6 של בעל הסולם השלום בעולם.
חוק Exit number 6, בעל הסולם, peace in the world. The law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of heaven above, meaning without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful, but it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time. Then there is the authority of the earth. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of development.
Nine. Next,
by reading excerpt number 7, Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 19. All this agony is felt only by the klipa, by the shell of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and he turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agreed to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole world, of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all worries, sufferings, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in the world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow.
זאת אומרת שכל איסורים, הקטנים ביותר ועד הגדולים,
בקטע מספר 8 של
So we are reading excerpt number 8, Bala Sulam, the peace. It's best for us to agree and accept the words of the Kabbalists that Hateva, nature, has the same numerical value in Hebrew as Elohim, God, which is 86. Then I'll be able to call the laws of God nature's mitzvot, commandments, or vice versa, the commandments of Elohim, of God, by the name nature's laws, for they are one of the same.